Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a chart of the 10-year Treasury yield and kind of think through the discussion I had with Jeff Snyder the other day so we could understand what the bond market is telling us about the instability in the U.S. economy. I wanted to go over this chart of the 10-year Treasury yield, and this is going to dovetail perfectly into the conversation we have with Jim. And let's think this through. This is a chart going back to 2018. So on the left, we go from 50 basis points up to 3.5%. Geez, 3.5%. Doesn't that sound like just like a lifetime ago that the 10-year was over 3%, which is historically low just in and of itself. But let's, again, think about this through the framework of someone that was actually buying a 10-year treasury to keep and hold to maturity. Back in 2018, what would you say the true CPI was? You guys can go ahead and throw it in the chat stream. I'm going to guess most of you would say 10%, 12%, maybe 8%. And I would agree with you, but let's just say that it's 10%. That was the true rate of price increases for the stuff that most people buy daily. So let's go back to this chart. And if you are buying a bond that is yielding 3% or 3.2% here in October 22, 2018, and if the rate of inflation or, excuse me, the rate of consumer price increases for the stuff, the majority of stuff that you buy daily is going up at 10%, then we've got about a 7% delta. Which means you are losing. You have a guaranteed loss of 7% per annum. You compound that over time, and that is a big number. That is a huge decrease in your purchasing power. So why on earth would anyone, and they say the bond market is the smart money, or like I was saying with Jeff Snyder the other day, the euro dollar market, that's the real smart money. It goes stock market, bond market, euro dollar market. So why would anyone that's that smart, that's that sophisticated, lock in a guaranteed loss, effectively, of 7%, assuming they weren't trading it just for capital gains? Because you can see at 3.2%, if you would have bought that, you could have sold that treasury down here a few months later, or about a year later, I guess, and you would have had a significant capital gain because the interest rates went down, therefore the prices went up, especially if you were levered up. But just assuming you were holding that longer term and you're holding it to maturity, or holding it just longer term, even if you're not holding it to maturity, you'd be locking in a loss of purchasing power knowingly. So then as the price goes up or the yield goes down, I mean, during this time frame right here, if we had another chart of CPI, even as measured by the Fed or by the government, I think you'd see CPI going up right here. So I'm trying to do that with my pointer arrow here. So, but I think it's very safe to say that the CPI, whatever it truly was here in November of 2018, was the same, if not probably a little higher, 1 year later. But yet yields are even lower, which means investors, assuming they're holding it long term, are accepting an even higher loss. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. Let's take it one step further. In 2020, yes, we had the Cerveza sickness. We all are still living through that today. But bond yields on the 10-year treasury got down to 0.6%, roughly. 0.6, 0.7%, 60 basis points. So while this was happening, so this is June of 2020, and it even goes down here to 55 basis points in August of 2020. Well, what was inflation doing? What were the prices of the stuff you buy daily? What were they doing during August, September of 2020? Were they going down significantly? No, they were doing the complete opposite. They're going parabolic. So how do you square this circle? How do you reconcile this? This doesn't make any sense. But what you have to do is you have to look at it through the framework, like we were talking about with Jeff Snyder, of not looking at necessarily inflation, deflation, prices first and foremost, but looking at it through the lens of economic activity. Is economic activity, is the stability of the global economy getting better or worse? So what this is telling us here in August 5th, 2020, although CPI, you know, was on its way up to 3, 4, 5%, and real prices going up even more than that, sophisticated money was saying that, yes, we know that we are going to take a guaranteed loss of, let's say, 9%, 9.5%, assuming the real rate of consumer price inflation is 10%, and they're buying this at 0.5, 50 basis points. So what they're saying is, yes, we get it, that we are losing 9.5% of our purchasing power by buying this bond, but we don't care. Why would they not care? Because you have to ask yourself, compared to what? Compared to cash, you're losing even more money. Compared to stocks, they're at nosebleed levels. And we're going into all these massive mega bubbles that are just fueled by these epic levels of hysteria and mania. We see that in cryptos, we see that in NFTs, we see that in meme stocks. But even more importantly, they're looking around asking themselves, where could I lend this money out? So this is like a big bank as an example. Could I take my money and could I lend it out into the real economy? Well, yes, I could. But what is the risk? What is the downside? And what they're saying by their actions and what the yield curve, what the bond market is telling you, is that the real economy is so screwed up, not just in the United States, but globally. It's so dysfunctional. It's so fundamentally unsound that the smart money would prefer to accept a guaranteed loss, in this case, of 9.5%. So I know a lot of people look at the bond market and say, well, you know, it's predicting interest rate and predicting this, predicting that, or, you know, what the Fed's going to do, or, you know, what happens if yields go up in the 10-year, how is it going to affect the real economy? It's going to implode the economy. It's going to implode the stock market. And I think, yes, we should think through those topics of discussion. But I think what most people miss is what the bond market is telling us right now about how fundamentally unsound the U.S. and the global economy actually is. So I wanted to give you guys that little bit of a twist in the way that we look at interest rates so you can factor that into your thinking and your decision-making process to determine your own set of probabilities and make better financial decisions in the future. So as always, make sure you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.